take up, which is 1066.
1066, authorize the Bureau of Development Services to permit construction and environmental remediation of the Southwest Bond Avenue Extension Phase 1 interim improvements under the authority of the city engineer.
Commissioner Novick.
I believe we have Steve Sigafi and or Kurt Kruger here to introduce this item.
Yep, well, we've got Kurt.
Do you want 1067 read as well?
Yes, please. Okay.
Yes, please, sorry.
1067, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Bureau of Transportation and the Portland Development Commission for the funding of final design and construction of the Southwest Bond Avenue Extension Phase 1.
Okay, take it away.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. I was not actually the one slated to make this presentation, so you're going to get it live, and I'm going to be a little raw because the presentation isn't here. But the gist of this, these ordinances, we have a code that didn't actually expect a road to be built and needing a road to go through design review and greenway review. So we have a code that asks when you move a certain amount of dirt in South Waterfront that would trigger the greenway review and the design review. And we didn't anticipate that in the design of Bond Avenue. So what we have before you is an ordinance that says we're going to do all the things that the code will ask at a later date when we go to put the permanent final design of Bond in. So we have committed to council, we've committed through the South Waterfront design plans, a special design area that will bring us back to Design Commission when we have a final design. But at this time, we're placing fill and putting in a road with interim sidewalks and streetlights until we have the final design when OHSU and the city is ready to partner together. Along with that, we would also be going through the formal greenway review when Parks is ready to come through with their greenway project. So in essence, we're setting the code aside because the code really doesn't put forth approval criteria. If we were to bring this road project to Design Commission at this stage, there wouldn't be much for the Design Commission to talk about. So that's essentially what these two ordinances do.
So I have, I guess, one big question, and it's been a long day, and forgive me if it's a basic question, but does the action that you're asking us to take in any way address the question of the liability of the respective parties, particularly in light of the changed legal landscape?
Can I take another shot at that question? I want to make sure I'm understanding.
Well, we've had the legal landscape has changed a little bit since this street was first envisioned, and there now are some new and unclear guidelines about how we do development in floodplains.
I'm going to take a stab, and City Attorney can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe we're in under the current rules. The new rules are not in effect yet, so if we are in constructing this, we will be grandfathered in and not subject to those new regulations.
Okay, so that means that the current rules apply, and in terms of the apportioning the liability, this has been worked out by BES, PBOT, and the City Attorney?
And DEQ. We are actually going through the permitting process with DEQ at this time.
So the Department of Environmental Quality and the Bureau of Environmental Services both have to sign off on the cut and fill aspects
Correct.
Of it.
Yes.
And then have you heard from the South Portland Neighborhood Association on this?
We have not. There hasn't been an avenue to advertise a land use proceeding, so there hasn't been formal presentation to that neighborhood association.
Okay. And if they were concerned, the answer would be that they can go to the design review, which will include the street, when that process happens.
So we will notice, like we would any other land use case, when we come back to deal with a special design area of Bond Avenue, and of course the neighborhood association would be noticed and ability to provide comment.
Thank you.
Reinforcements have arrived.
Apologies.
That's okay. Did you have some slides you wanted to show us?
Certainly. Steve, thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. Steve Sigafi, PBOC Capital Projects.
I hit the high notes.
Thank you for the excellent introduction from Kruger. Thank you. So, as you are aware, we have two ordinances pertaining to Southwest Bond Avenue Phase 1 interim improvements. So just to geographically orient you, we're talking about between the River Parkway cul-de-sac underneath the Markham Bridge, southward to Porter Street, also known as the west end of Tillicum Crossing, Bridge of the People. This is serving the developing OHSU Schnitzer campus, including the Knight Cancer Research Building under construction. As you are aware, this the city's investment in this project is considered as the city's contribution to the billion-dollar Knight Cancer Challenge. And, of course, future phases of Bond Avenue south of Porter would occur concurrently with Zidell property redevelopment. Project milestones showing you where we've been, where we're headed. We were here in July 2015 with an initial IGA with PDC for design of the roadway. You'll recall in February of this year, we were before you to amend the South Waterfront Street Plan to move the alignment of Bond Avenue closer to the river to facilitate more efficient development of the Schnitzer campus. That ordinance in February did require us to build the roadway in an interim fashion and come back to Design Commission when we're ready to do the final improvements. In March, we finished 30% design. In August of this year, we finished final plans for the first stage of the project, which is the retaining wall and surcharge element of the project. And, of course, here in September, we're looking at this new IGA with PDC for construction, $3.6 million, as well as the permitting ordinance. After today, OHSU is scheduled to begin remediation of their site at the end of October, approximately, through December. After that, the city's contractor would come on site to start building the road. As I said, that first stage would be surcharge, placement of surcharge materials, which is letting the elevating the road and then letting that settle for about 8 months. In the meantime, the city, with using anticipated state funding, would be doing remediation under the Markham Bridge. In December of next year, surcharge would be complete, and then we would build the typical improvements of the roadway and as well as underground utilities, and that would be built in interim fashion.
By the way, does the announcement that Mr. Zidell made last week have any impact on our on this planning? When he announced that he's going to get out of the barge business?
It doesn't impact this particular segment of the roadway very much, but it certainly, we're coordinating closely with them in terms of, you know, how the rest of Bond Avenue may be built, whether it would be built in one fell swoop versus additional phases, you know, two or three phases instead of one additional phase. So, but it doesn't have much impact on this north of Porter segment. We do anticipate being finished with the interim roadway project north of Porter in October of 2018 at approximately the same time as Knight Cancer Research Building opening. And there is a distinct possibility that the final design, including going before Design Commission, may occur before then and concurrently with the construction of the interim improvements. Look at project costs. You know, this is we are looking at approximately $9 million project. Those costs are attributed to the technical complexity of the project. We're elevating this road as high as 17 feet above grade. We're using all-weather aggregate fill. We're building retaining walls along development frontages. And a slope along the greenway side. And you can see the three stages of the project there that add up to our total. And a cross-section there, that street light you see there on the left would actually be more of a temporary street light in our interim phase. And our project sources, the IGA that's before you today with between PBOT and PDC would authorize $3,601,000 in North McAdam Urban Renewal Funds for the purposes of constructing the interim project. We are anticipating to get a grant from the state of Oregon through Business Oregon called the Immediate Opportunity Fund. It's actually would be a $1 million grant, of which $750,000 would be used for the purposes of remediation under the Markham Bridge. And then the balance would be from City of Portland transportation system development charges, and that includes North McAdam overlay TSDCs as well as citywide TSDCs. And worth noting is that we anticipate having sufficient urban renewal and TSDC funding for the section south of Porter on the Zidell property. The permitting ordinance, the other ordinance, this would allow the remediation work and construction of the interim roadway without city land use review. And Bureau of Development Services staff and PBOT staff agreed that it wouldn't be appropriate to take the project through Type 3 design review at this stage, but to rather postpone it. And so Kurt was probably getting into this, but we think this is a prudent approach because we have an abundance of regulatory assurance and review of the project elements. So specifically, OHSU and their remediation work, they have prepared a 700-page remedial action plan that is currently being reviewed by Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, as well as city BES staff. And we'll actually have BES staff and PBOT staff out there on the site inspecting the actual work that will take place. And similarly, when PBOT's contractor goes out to build the road, we have a designated construction manager that will be coordinating that work and going out there on the site and inspecting that work. And additionally, the roadway is consistent with the street plan as we amended it in February. And as we mentioned previously, we will still come back for design review and land use review for the final improvements to the roadway, including in the special design area where the roadway is adjacent to the river. Absent this ordinance, we'd be looking at redundant reviews and extra staff time and costs. So that was where we ended up with this this ordinance for permitting the remediation and construction. So those are the two ordinances, the IGA ordinance and the permitting ordinance. Would that take any further questions?
Only one I have is that this is a fairly unusual process. That's okay. I think this makes sense. Of the funds that we're spending or investing in these improvements, how much, if any, will be sort of redundant in the sense that we'll do something different, or what we'll tear out work and replace it? In other words, $9 million, real money, how much is wasted, if any, by the fact that we're doing it this way versus completing the entire review process and then doing all the improvements?
That would come down to the difference in cost between asphalt and concrete. That's the main cost there. It is a fairly typical approach that you'll see putting in the asphalt sidewalks. You see that in other locations in South Waterfront. You see that also along Southeast Water Avenue near OMSI. So there is some throwaway, but we don't think it's a significant amount.
And that's because we have to surcharge the site and let it settle, or because of the land use process, or both?
Well, the surcharge process benefits, you know, the interim and the final product. The only throwaway elements are the asphalt sidewalks, and just the sidewalks, not the actual roadway. The roadway and everything between the curbs would pretty much be what it's going to be. We're also doing concrete intersections that are permanent. So there are many permanent elements of the roadway. The temporary elements are the sidewalks and the streetlights.
That's helpful. Thank you. Other questions? Thank you both very much.
And I apologize for my tardiness.
No problem. We had a little different schedule than printed today. Anyone want to speak on either of these items? If not, then they are both emergency ordinances. Let's take action.
We had a substitute on this.
Oh, sorry. Is there a substitute?
Yeah.
For 1066, yes, there sure is. Okay, I have it in front of me. So Commissioner Novick moves the substitute.
Second.
Is there further discussion on accepting the substitute?
Could you just tell the folks at home what the differences are?
Steve, can you help me out?
Yeah, a few minor changes. The most significant is the change of the title of the ordinance adds the words without land use review approval to the end of the title, and that was to be more clear and transparent with the intent of the ordinance.
Okay. Thank you. Questions? Roll call on the motion to substitute the substitute.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And on the ordinance as amended.
Novick?
First of all, I'd like to thank Kurt Kruger for rushing over to fill in for a few minutes. Thank you, Steve, for the presentation. And thanks to Geraldine Moyle from PDC, who was waiting in the wings in case there was a PDC question for us. Aye.
Well, folks will know that I don't lightly give up land use reviews, but I was convinced by Kurt Kruger in a briefing that all the I's will be dotted and T's crossed later, and in particular, there will be opportunities for the public to weigh in on the final design. So I'm comfortable. Good job, Commissioner Novick. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you all. Aye.
Hales?
Come a long way since Vic Rhodes and I hastily drew a street plan for this district, and yes, it was on a bar napkin. Aye. Second ordinance, please.
1067, Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hale?
Aye. Okay, thank you all very much. Good work. Let's move on.